Good morning. I don't know if it's morning time when you're watching this, but I feel very strongly about this subject. So I wanted to pop into a video and share it with you today. Is that your busyness is not a badge of honor? It's not. It your busyness does not define your worth and value. You do not have to stay busy in your life or do too much in order to feel more deserving of all the good that you believe is coming to you one day in the future. It doesn't work that way. Busyness is a habit that we, a physical habit or behavior that we get ourselves into. We'll go back to the formula, the habit behavior change formula. It's a habit that we get ourselves into because of our thinking, right? Permanent change is not about doing differently. It's about learning how to think differently. So ask yourself this question: if a physical behavior, if my habit is busyness, always staying busy and doing, and if I want to sit down to relax, then I feel like I don't feel worthy of relaxing of some kind. I feel anxious, or I should be doing something. It's going to go back to our thinking. Like, what do I have to be believing to be true about my world in order to feel like I always have to stay busy? Like it is like this badge of honor, like it's some of some importance. Like I am going to be more deserving of all the good things that are coming into me in the future, one day in the future, because I worked really hard for it. That is a belief in our society and environment that has been really driven into us for a long time. And in our thought patterns, if we are, well, in our beliefs, if we don't believe we're good enough in any way. And of course, that will cause if we believe in our own inadequacy, because that's the end of the formula, the end of the habit behavior change formula is our beliefs, which is just a repeated thought, our insecurities and our fears. They drive our thinking, what we think, our thought habits, which drive our emotions, which drive our behaviors, and therefore the physical symptoms or manifestations in our life. If I'm eating too much sugar, then I get inflammation on the body. Wobbles come in when I may be eating Brussels sprouts in my body, in my physical behavior, but I'm stressed all the time and I'm always overthinking things. Then I'm eating candy bars in my thoughts. You see the wobble there. Busyness is just another wobble. You can be aligning your food habits, you can be aligning your nutrition habits, but if you believe that you must work hard in order to accomplish and achieve and work yourself into the ground, that's going to be a wobble in your path to healing, in your path back to whole health in your body, right? We believe when we believe in our own inadequacy, when we have a belief in our own unworth, then that will drive what it is that we think, because the beliefs drive the thoughts. And so then what will show up, of course, is things like people pleasing, overthinking, having to always be perfect at things, always going hard or going home, taking it all on or not doing any of it at all. This middle ground gray area is very uncomfortable, right? It causes all of those because thoughts create emotions. So all of those thought habits create stress and anxiety and frustration and overwhelm and all of these things. And as I've said to you 50 times already in this video, is that busyness is just another one of those things. Busyness is just another part of the wobble. And it's not true. It's just not true. Now, you are of the belief, if you are busy, you are of the belief, of course, on some level, you are of the belief in your own inadequacy. That somehow, in some way, in some part of your life, that you are not good enough in some way. And therefore, you are always having to make up for it. And in the making up of for it, then you're always busy. And in my, if you know my story in my second rock bottom, keeping myself busy, believing that I was the one that had to set the alarm for the sun to rise in the morning, threw me way far into burnout and trashed my health completely. My food habits were aligned, but nothing was aligned in thought and emotion, and busyness was the driver and the factor where I thought that I had to make everything happen. And so it's really just rooted in that belief in our own inadequacy, things that Depending on when you're watching this video, by the way, I am holding a stress seminar next Saturday, February 17th. You may be watching this and it could be the next year, I don't know. But if this is, makes sense and is resonating with you, then you need to get there. We're half sold out, so I think there's, I don't know, 20 seats left or so. And I'll put the details below. What do I have to change in order to think differently, right? That's the question that ought to be occurring in your mind at this moment is how can I be thinking about this differently? How can I see this differently? How can I be thinking about this differently? It's going to have to require a shift about what you believe to be true about your world. Knowing that having to work hard to accomplish is just a belief that you have picked up somewhere along the way that is not true. So, the belief that you can put into its place simply says that my existence serves as enough, that my life is easy and fun, that I will look for the evidence, right? This is not, you don't want to work against your beliefs here. You don't want to work against what you've habitually thought for a very long time, which is in habit behavior change, we use something called evidence journaling, which simply says when I wish to think a different way, yet I do not believe what it is that I'm thinking. We don't want to push against ourselves because resistance is the name of the game here. When there's too much resistance, we don't want to go that way. So when we choose to think something differently, or when we choose to believe something differently in our lives, we certainly want to look for the evidence that that is true because via the power of confirmation bias in our brain, it says, I will hold true whatever you believe to be true about your world. If I believe that I am not good enough or I am inadequate, then I will look and only see all of the ways in my day in which I am not good enough. But if I want to replace that with something that says, I can accomplish in a fun and easy way, I can achieve in a fun and easy way, then you'll want to look for all purposefully, not unconsciously without awareness and habitually, but purposefully look for all of the evidence in my world that says me accomplishing today was fun and easy over here. It's called evidence journaling. It's a tool that we use. So it's really going to come down to what it is that you believe. I popped on this video because I've just been hearing it a lot and I feel really strongly about it. I do not want to see you running yourself into the ground. I don't want to see that happen. I've done it. Let me fall into the potholes for you. It's the whole reason that New Aria exists because I've already fallen into the potholes. So you don't have to. They're not fun. You get scraped up and you feel bad and you just get sicker. So don't, you because you don't have to. And busyness and stress are one of those things. Busyness and stress is not your true nature. When we are going in alignment with who it is that we really are, when we are in alignment with the true nature of our own selves, along the path that life has for us, then it's easy and it's fun. The more that we feel that life seems hard, that we are stressed, that we are anxious, that we are worried, that we are depressed, that we feel in despair, that we are practicing habits of busyness, that simply means that we are going against the grain of our own life, that it is not the right way, that there is something, that there is a body that you do not want to be living in, a relationship that you not do not want to be existing in. A job that is not aligned with who you are, but we push and we push and we work harder and we work harder because we think that it is going to give us some kind of recognition in the world, when in actuality, it's just life saying to you, listen up, it ain't the right way. There's an easier way. It's called habit behavior change and heart training. So, for what it's worth, that's what I wanted to pop on and share with you today. I hope that it was helpful. And my last suggestion for you today would be this, depending on when you're watching this, it's Saturday morning, but relax and go have some fun. Take a break. Take a break. That's your first step. Just take a break. We're going 100 miles an hour. And so if you are working to change your food and nutrition and exercise habits, add in a step where you take more breaks, you take more relaxation breaks. Of course, the next door that will open will be the one that says, well, I don't deserve this break. I'm going to get really fidgety and antsy and feel like I should be doing something while taking the break. But that's the next step after the step of taking the break. So I ask of you today, take a break, go have some fun, relax. Everything is going to be okay. It always was okay. It always will be okay. And it currently is okay. Love you so much. Have a great day.